灵第六章，我们正式念主导人主耶稣所教导的祷告。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, let's read again the Lord's Prayer of the
Lord. 所以你们祷告要这么说，我们在天上的父，愿你的国降临，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们每日的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为不顾权力，也不要全智的，知道有别人。阿门。
我们现在就开始传讲今天的信息，我们再次低头祷告，请杨长老带领我们祷告。
天父恩主，主你的话语已经打开在我们的面前，求主帮助我们，叫我们谦卑可受教，叫我们打开我们的心聆听你的话语，也求主的圣灵继续在我们心里面动工，好叫我们能够回转，能够回应你的话语。愿你的仆人口中所说的每一句话都蒙主你悦纳，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求祷告，
阿们。我们在讲主导文的时候，我们把它分成三个部分。
We segregate into portions.
我们先对上帝的旨意，我们愿望成全。
The first one is that we wish that the will of God be done.
人人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们先尊主伟大。
And so we honor the Lord as first.
先求他的国他的义。
And seek first his kingdom and righteousness.
然后我们再把我们的困难向他陈明。
Then we tell him our problems.
我们有四样物质上的需要。
There are four material needs.
我需要的食物，求你赐给我。
Give us this day our daily bread.
我求你给我在地上的时候，以人际的关系可以搞好。
And have a harmonious interpersonal relationship.
你赦免我们的罪，如同我们赦免别人的罪。
So forgive us our debt as we forgiven our debtors.
我的物质的需要你知道。
You know my material need.
我人际的关系的困难你解决。
You solve my interpersonal problems.
我在道德上的陷阱求你帮助我。
But help me to avoid moral traps.
魔鬼对我的试探，给我的陷害中间求主拯救我。
Save me and lead me not into temptation.
所以你拯救我脱离各样的试探。
So avoid all kinds of temptation and traps.
拯救我脱离那恶者。
And deliver us from the evil one.
都讲完了。
After that, done.
接下来第三个部分。
The third portion.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的，直到永远。
Because the kingdom, the power and glory all belong to you.
那我们这三个礼拜就要把这些东西讲完了。
And we want to handle this now.
我们对神的祷告。
The prayer towards God.
是被造的人来到创造主面前，把我们所要所求的显明出来。
It's a demonstration of what the creatures want as it comes before its creator.
那么神答应我们的祷告。
And when God answers our prayers,
跟人给别人的祷告的这个垂听是完全不一样的。
Compared to other people listening to other prayers are different.
我们今天从年轻直到年老。
Whether we're young or we're old,
我们常常会把我们的需要告诉人。
We always tell people our needs.
特别是那些我们的知交、我们的深交、我们的知己。
Especially people who are our best friend, the people who know us.
但是我们无论对谁把我们的需要讲出来。
But whenever we tell others our need,
他们都是有限制的。
They are all finite.
他们都是有自私的成分的。
They are self-centered to some extent.
他都是没有办法照着我们的求的完全给我们的。
And they cannot possibly give us everything we want.
因为被造的人是有限的。
A creature is finite.
他们物质的供应是有限的。
They cannot supply even materialistically.
智慧的了解是有限的。
They have finite understanding.
对我们困难的认识也是有限的。
Any understanding towards our real needs.
没有一个人能完全解决人所需要的问题。
And so not a single person can truly solve your problem.
地上的父母跟天上的父亲也是不一样的。
Your parents on earth is different from the father in heaven.
地上的父母对孩子的关爱。
The parents on earth will love the children.
对他们需要的供给。
And will provide for your kids.
常常凭着一个自己有限的思考跟我们有限的智慧来决定。
But often decided by our finite thinking and wisdom.
所以当我们来到上帝面前祷告的时候。
But when we come before God,
我们向无限智慧的源头。
We are going after the infinite source of wisdom.
被造万有的创造者。
The creator of all things.
显明我们的需要。
To tell him our needs.
那如果我们要问是不是神真的照顾我们呢？
But we want to ask, is it true that God takes care of us?
神真的推定 我们的祷告呢？
Does he really listen to our prayers?
我们感觉到并不这么简单。
We think it's not so simple,
因为这世界有多少的人在饥荒的中间？
There are many people who are starving.
多少人在贫穷线的下面？
Many people living beneath the poverty line.
多少的人在生死挣扎中间没有得到他基本肉体物质的需要？
Many people struggling with life and death materials.
你是上帝听人的祷告吗？
You say God listen to our prayers.
上帝供应人的需要吗？
He supply our needs.
所以我们以需的时候感觉到人对人好像比神对人更好。
Sometimes we think that people are better to us than God.
因为神给人的常常不能供应人的需要。
Because God doesn't seem to supply our needs.
所以世界上还有很多贫穷的人。
That's why there are many poor people.
我在思考这些事情的时候。
When I'm thinking about such things.
我发现有许多非常不好的事情在其中。
I discover in it there are many things that are not good.
人如果能够给别人而自己不愿的时候，人可以做一些违背良心、违背自然跟违背世界供应需求平衡的原则的事情。
Very often when we can and we refuse to give to other people, we can do many things that are against our nature.
一些地方完全贫穷、饥荒、缺乏食物。
For example, in some places there's starvation, famine.
另外一些地方，他们牛奶卖不出去的时候，宁可倒在海里，不会继续贫穷的地方。
You find that in other places they can have so much milk that they are willing to throw it into the drain rather than send it.
神按照自己的形象样式造了人。
You may be made in the image and likeness of God.
因为人是可以解决人需要一切的困难的。
And you should be able to solve all human problems.
但我们的心就是不肯。
But our heart is not willing.
我再想很多的事情。
And I think about it even deeper.
我发现上帝把很丰富的地方给某一些的地区。
We find that some places are very blessed abundantly.
比较贫穷的物质给另外一个地区。
But other area may have much in lacking.
结果我发现了人这个挣扎能够存在的力量大得不得了。
But I see that humankind can really attempt to survive.
所以最少自然这个产业供应的地方。
So a place that is very lacking in natural resources.
人的生存奋斗力是强过那些富裕的地方。
The people there will have very strong fighting spirit over the rich country.
相反，在这种自然物质特别丰盛的地方。
But if your land is very blessed.
有许多很懒惰、没有奋斗精神的人种。
You will produce many people who are lazy and don't have fighting spirit.
这是我们重新思考神对人的态度。
So we got to rethink about the attitude that God has towards men.
我前几次，或者说最先的几次到加拿大的时候
，When I first visited Canada,
他们都是请我冬天去讲道。
They always invited me in winter.
我为什么说我在印尼热得不得了，你们总是叫我冬天去讲道呢
？But Indonesia is so warm.
我去再回来换的衣服好几次到。
And if I go there, I got to change clothing.
辛苦得不得了
，very tough.
他们说，汤姆斯，你要知道，加拿大人呢，到了圣诞节没有地方去，他就比较容易来听到。
They say that Canadians during Christmas they got nowhere to go, they will come listen to you.
夏天的时候他们都去玩了。
In summer everybody is on holiday.
后来我发现跟纽约跟加拿大不同的地方。
And I discovered a difference between Canada and New York.
冬天冰雪封锁的地方。
In New York, when in the deep of winter with ice roads,
机场就停顿了。
The airport will close.
飞机都不能飞了。
The planes will not fly.
同样的天气。
But the same weather.
同样的月份。
Same month.
Toronto 没有这个事情。
No such thing in Toronto.
天气一样不好。
The weather is still bad.
大地被冰雪封住了。
The road ice over.
但 Toronto 的机场还是照样可以飞的。
But the Toronto airport continued to operate.
我就很奇怪，为什么 Toronto 比纽约更白、更冷，怎么变成机场没有受困难的
？So I was curious how the airport could move.
我就查问了。
And I asked people.
原来有一个答案给我非常惊奇。
One of the reasons was most astonishing.
冰天雪地，机场的下面用钨丝几千千万万万把它传热。
And what they do is that they have heater hidden underneath the pavement.
你们的熨斗哈
，It's like your iron.
里面就用钨丝，对不对
？There's filament inside.
你的熨斗会一直热。
That's why your iron is hot.
加拿大政府就把整个飞机的下面放钨丝。
And so the Canadian government embedded heating element beneath the runway.
几千万瓦的电就这样用。
And they use thousands and thousands of watts.
雪掉下来
，as it snow,
自动溶解了。
It will be melted away.
再掉下来
，whether it snow heavily,
自动溶解。
It continue to be melted away.
那么路上不是如此
，but not so for the roads.
飞机上是如此
，only for the airport.
那我问了，路上怎么解决呢
？So how do you solve the problem on the road?
他们撒盐。
They will use salt.
就整个多伦多的路，一天要用200多万美金的盐去解决 这个溶血的问题。
They're going to spend about $2 million worth of salt a day.
我更奇怪了。
And I'm more astonished.
因为小的时候呢
，Because when I was young,
在中国厦门
，In 厦门 China,
我们买冰的时候
，When we buy snow,
使冰不容易溶解
ice, ，In order that the ice don't melt,
他们就放盐
，You put salt,
盐在冰的上面，冰就很冷，不容易解掉了。
And the ice will be preserved longer.
但是加拿大放盐，血就溶掉了。
But in Canada, the salt will create the snow.
所以我才知道冰跟雪不是表兄弟。
So I know that ice and snow are two different things.
冰遇到盐就凝结起来。
Ice will be strengthened with salt.
雪遇到盐就溶解下去。
But snow will melt with salt.
当人找到了这些自然规律的时候
，When you discover these natural laws,
利用上帝给人的智慧去解决环境的困难。
And you use the wisdom that God has given to solve problems.
所以我看到加拿大政府是很聪明的。
So I thought the Canadian government is most intelligent.
花钱太多了。
But you got to spend a lot of money.
整个机场
，the whole airport
要花多少电
？You have to spend a lot of money.
整个机场的跑道完全没有雪。包住在那边。
To heat up the entire runway.
那么加拿大人口多少呢
？How many people do they have?
一个加拿大的人口跟一个 Greater Jakarta 一样多。
As many people as Greater Jakarta.
不到3000万人。
Less than 30 million.
那么为什么加拿大这么穷呢
？But why is Jakarta so poor?
为什么加拿大这么有钱呢
？And Canada so rich.
因为他们在最困难的环境中间。
Because their environment is most tough.
养成了思考跟奋斗的力量。
It creates a habit of thinking and fighting.
像你能怪罪上帝为什么给他们比较少
？And then you blame God for giving them less.
为什么给印尼这么丰富呢
？And Indonesia has so many things.
印尼越丰富，人越贫穷。
But the more richer they have in resources, the poorer the people are.
加拿大越贫穷，人越丰富。
And the other way apply to Canada.
像神的恩典
，the grace of God,
神的供应
，the providence,
不能用多少来衡量
，cannot be measured by quantity.
神的智慧高过人的智慧。
The wisdom of God is higher than man.
如果一个人是穷的
，if you are poor,
等到他大的时候
，when you grow up,
他做事。
When you work,
他赚钱
when you make money,
他发财以后
when you become prosperous,
他有了孩子以后
after you have children,
他会自己对立子发誓
he will swear to himself,
我小的时候太穷
I was so poor when I was young,
所以我一定不让我的孩子像我年幼的时候那么穷
I will make sure that my child don't suffer the same way,
所以我要给他比较好的生活
I will give him a better life,
就这样你的孩子开始坏了
because of that your child will be spoiled,
因为不是因为物质的丰富使一个人的生命可以茁壮起来
Your life is strengthened not because of material abundance.
相反是因为物质的缺乏，使一个人有各样心思绞尽脑汁发展前途的这个力量。
It's the other way around. When you are poor, then you will fight and you will think through it.
我记得我小的时候，我感觉到自己感觉到有一点应有的才干。
When I was young, I sort of think that I'm musically gifted.
有应有才干，没有应有勇气。
But I don't have musical instrument.
其实好过有乐器没有音乐才干。
Better than having instrument without talent.
很多人家里有钢琴，什么都有，就是不去弹。
A lot of people have piano at home. It's like why
要弹没有地方好弹。
Well, I want to play, but I have nothing to play with.
所以向人要了一块木头。
So I ask people to give me a plank.
大概三倍这个长。
About three times the length.
然后我就把它漆成白色的。
And I painted it white.
再把它画到一条一条一条。
And I go and draw lines.
漆一些黑色的，两个三个，两个三个。
And three black, two black, three black, two black.
我就弹琴了。
And I play the piano.
用手弹。
Use my hand.
用水口唱。
And sing with my mouth.
叮叮当当，叮当当当，叮当的这样唱，结果也不错啊。
Not too bad.
到底我十多岁就做了100多首曲子。
And so I can compose many songs.
有钢琴的人什么都做不出来。
You have a piano, but you don't do anything.
我想是不是富有就是幸福呢
？Could it be that you are blessed when you are rich?
是不是贫穷就是灾祸呢
？Or that you are cursed when you are poor?
原来不是如此的。
Not so.
有一天我读到一篇文章。
I read an essay once.
是美国一个很著名的教会的一个最大的牧师讲道的时候提出来的。
A pastor preaching in one of the largest churches in America.
那个教会大到一个地步。
This church is so large.
可以坐2500个人。
It could sit 2,500.
高到一个地步。
It was so tall.
等于30层楼的摩天楼那么高。
It's 30 story high.
这个礼拜堂太大。
This church is too large.
完全有一个人出钱把它建起来。
But built with the contribution of one person.
这个礼拜堂在哪里呢
？Where is this church?
在纽约的 Manhattan。
In Manhattan, New York.
这个礼拜堂叫做什么呢
？What is the name?
Riverside Church.
Riverside Church.
这个礼拜堂谁建的呢
？Who built it?
Rockefeller 建的。
By Rockefeller.
那个时候他 太有钱了。
Rockefeller was a billionaire.
奉献给上帝一座礼拜堂。
So he said he would give God one church.
然后呢，很多人到那边做礼拜。
And people come worship.
那些做礼拜的人都不必出钱就可以有好礼拜堂的。
You don't have to pay. You can just come to church.
所以他们的信心奋斗力就比我的礼拜堂差得多了。
And so they have no faith, no fighting spirit at my church.
所以我最有钱的时候，你不可以出钱建我们礼拜堂。
I told the rich in my church, you cannot give me the money.
你可以像平常会有，你要给多少，你给多少，你不要包。你不要以为你可以奉献。
Don't tell me that you will pay for everything.
所以呢，我们的礼拜堂信心的坚固，奋斗力比他们强。
And so my church member has stronger fighting spirit.
现在他们的聚会人数越来越少，越来越少，越来越少。
Now the people in this church keep reducing numbers.
他们请了一些新派的牧师。
They have liberal pastors.
所以这个信仰破产。
And so their faith is bankrupt.
灵性破产。
Spiritually bankrupt.
礼拜堂照样那么高大，那么雄伟。
But the church is still very grand.
但属灵的本质已经很松懈了。
But very loose spiritually.
那我现在讲的这个牧师叫做 Dr. Fosdick.
This pastor is called Dr. Fosdick.
在1935年的时候。
In 1935. 他是
全美国最著名的牧师之一。
One of the more famous pastors in
America. 他的信仰是新派的。
He is a liberal.
所以我今天不论他的信仰。
So I want to talk about his faith.
提到他那一年讲到的是一篇文章很重要。
But one of the essays he had was most important.
他说 ,the old time beauty is gone.
他那个旧时代的美观已经不见了。
现在的时代是不一样了。
And our time is different.
我记得我小的时候。
He said, when I was young,
我的父亲对我说,
my father said to me,
我们家里很穷,
we are poor,
但是你是好孩子,
but you are a good child.
只要你肯好好读书,
if you study well,
明年毕业的时候,
when you graduate next year,
你拿到所有的分数,
you take all the marks you have,
是我所定的标准,
if you can achieve what I want,
我给你买一辆脚踏车。
I will buy you a bicycle.
高兴得不得了。
So he was very happy.
从那天就努力读书。
And he studied hard.
殷勤做功课。
And do his homework.
好好考试。
And participate in the exam.
第二年他毕业的时候。
When he graduated.
成绩很好。
Very good result.
那时候他正在高兴的时候。
When he was so happy.
看见父亲就把那个脚车带来给他。
The father brought the bicycle for him.
眼泪流下来。
And he wept.
我终于得到了。我父亲应许给我的东西。
Finally, I got what my father promised me.
我终于我的努力，我的奋斗产生果效了。
And finally, I'm rewarded for all my hard work.
我这一年用功不是突然的。
And my work is not in vain.
那我要知道的是什么事情呢
？But what I wanted to know.
我盼望一年。
Is that I hope.
在盼望的日子中间。
That in the days of hoping.
我鞭策自己。
I put myself into discipline.And work hard.
在累的时候，我在用功。
Even when I'm tired.
在打瞌睡的时候，我在勉强努力。
And sleepy, I still work hard.
我等候一年。
Because I waited for that year.
盼望一年。
I hope for that year.
我拿到了这个东西。
To get this thing.
他讲了，我们很感动。
And we are very moved.
接着他讲一句话。
And then he said,
青年人，你曾经有盼望吗？
Young people, do you have hope?
你曾经有奋斗吗？
Have you fought before?
你曾经有忍耐吗？
Have you been patient before?
你曾经等待美好的日子来到吗？
Have you waited for good days?
这个日子已经过了。
These days are over.
Beautiful days gone already.
美好的日子已经过了。
You can have anything you like to have anytime.
因为你现在要什么就有什么。
You have no need in your material need.
在物质上面你根本没有需要。
你父亲把什么都给你了。
Your father gave you everything.
所以他挑战当时的父母亲。
He challenged the parents back then.
当你把所有的东西给你的孩子的时候。
When you gave your child anything he wants.
你为他们得到了你从前年幼的时候所没有的。
You think that they have received what you lack when you were young.
你知道你已经夺去了他们奋斗的力量。
But actually you have taken from them the chance to fight.
你已经抢走了他们伟人应当征战的力量吗？
You have robbed them of the strength of the struggle.
我很受感动。
And I was deeply moved.
我很受影响。
And influenced.
所以当我教导我的孩子的时候。
So when I taught my children.
虽然我不是像从前他们那么穷。
I was not as poor as they were.
至少我把这个自己做一个平衡。
But I want to balance this out.
你要的东西你应当付代价。
I tell them that you need to pay a price.
你要得到的东西你要等待忍耐。
You have to wait and be patient.
你应当用功。
You have to work hard.
我给你的钱，你要买的东西，你出一半，我才替你出一半。
I give you the money, maybe we split half half.
你们可以把这个带回家去啊。
And you can take this. 爸
爸，我要买照相机。
If your child says, "Father, I want to buy a camera."
多少钱
？How much?
3000块。
$3,000。
我说你才初中生。
I said, "Well, you're a secondary school student."
你有500块的好了。
Why don't you use a $500 camera?
要买3000块的。
He's going to buy 3000块
的更好。
But $3,000 is better.
我知道。
I know.
8000块的比3000块更好。
$8,000 even better.
20000块的比8000块更好。
20000 better than $8,000.
我问你，你够不够好，可以用这么贵的东西。
I ask you, are you qualified to use this thing?
爸爸买给我吗
？Father, buy for me.
我不买给你。
I won't.
如果你买500块的
，You buy a $500 one.
你先储蓄你的零用钱。
You first save up your money.
你储蓄了250以后
，After your allowance hit $2,500,
我答应买的价钱。
I will pay the other half.
你出一半，我出一半。
So half half.
我是这样教孩子。
That's how I educate my children.
所以他们每次要买东西
，So when they want to buy something, they have to save.
他说：“爸爸，我出息250了。
”They tell me that I have 250.
轮到你也250。
Now it's your turn.
我说：“你一个人出息，我四个孩子啊。
”But I have 4 kids, you know.
所以怎么办呢
？So what to do?
你要得到我同意。
I have to agree.
你买什么东西
？What you want to buy?
就这样训练他们懂得奋斗跟收成之间的关系。
I want to train them to know the relationship between fighting and harvesting. This is the way God works. You want God to give you everything? Everything you want? Everything you say, He will give you.
If that's
the case, you are His God. You can command Him. And tell Him to give you what you want. And He's submissive to what you want. This is not God. This is not God.
上帝，其实你心里要做上帝的上帝。
But you say you believe in God, actually you want to be God's God.
这种信仰不是基督教的信仰。
This is not Christian faith.
这种祷告也不是基督教的祷告。
And not Christian prayers.
我日用的饮食，今日赐给我。
Give us this day our daily bread.
明天的我不求。
I don't ask for tomorrow.
以后的不求。
Not for the future.
那是你的主权，要不要给我？凭着你自己的智慧，你的权柄。你做决定的
，because you decide based on your wisdom and sovereign will。
今天许多时候我们的祷告是在命令上帝。
Very often our prayer is to command God。
祷告不应当是给上帝发命令。
Prayer should not be commanding
God。祷告是应当在祈求谦卑的中间发现上帝给我所有的命令是什么。
In humility, you want to discover the commands of God.
祷告我们盼望改变上帝。
Prayer is not to change God.
祷告不是改变上帝。
Not to change Him.
祷告是求上帝改变我们。
But to ask God to change us.
我有一次经过一个基督教的书店。
I went by a Christian bookstore.
看到一个镜框里面有个 souvenir， 上面写一句话。
There was a souvenir with a quotation.
Prayer changes things.
祷告改变一切。
Prayer changes things.
就是祷告。
我回去的时候一直想，一直想。
When I go back, I kept thinking.
这句话是圣经的教训吗？
Is this the teaching of the Bible?
圣经有没有说祷告吧，万事都要改变的？
Does the Bible say that prayer changes all things?
好像不是这样讲。
Doesn't seem to be so.
后来我就把它改成一个话。
So I changed the quotation.
Prayer changes myself.
Prayer 就这个祷告改变我自己。
祷告改变自己。
Prayer is to change me.
当我不照着神旨意的时候。
When I am against God's will.
祷告求主使我照他的意思。
I ask that God change me.
主啊，你照我的意思好不好
？Oh God, do what I want.
上帝说，为什么我要照你的意思
？God will ask you why.
为什么不是你照我的意思
？Why you are not following me?
耶稣基督虽然祷告，若是可能，求你叫这个杯离开我。
Jesus prayed that if it's possible, remove the cup from me.
耶稣祷告的哲学很清楚讲出来了。
But his philosophy of prayer is very clear.
不是照我的意思。
Not by my will.
乃是照你的意思。
But by your will.
所以我们千万不要祷告命令上帝。
So do not ever command God.
我们也不要在祷告中间要改变上帝。
In your prayer, do not ever attempt to change God.
我们在祷告中间发现神要我们遵行的命令。
We want to discover the commands of God in
prayer. 我们在祷告中求主用他的主权改变我们。
By His sovereign will, may we submit to Him.
我们不是主的主。
We are not the Lord of our Lord.
我们也不可以称他为主，让他为仆。
We cannot call Him Lord and treat Him like a servant.
我们是主的仆。
We are His servant in
truth. 称他为主，认自己为他的仆。
So we call Him Lord, it means we are His servant.
祷告才蒙上帝悦纳。
And then He will bless your prayers.
耶稣结束这个祷告的时候
，And when Jesus ended the Lord's prayer,
突然讲了一句很重要的话
，He suddenly declared something important.
因为国度是你的
，But thine is the kingdom.
你的权柄是你的
，The power.
你的荣耀。都是你的
and glory.
如果这一切的一切都是上帝的
if all these belong to God,
那我们还要求什么呢
then what else will we ask?
我们祷告上帝把这 这分给我吧。
Do we ask God to give us a part of it?
主啊，你的国度一半给我吧。
Give me half of your kingdom.
主啊，你的权柄一半给我吧。
Half of your power.
主啊，你的荣耀一半给我。
Oh Lord, half of your glory.
圣经岂不是告诉我们
？But the Bible says,
愿一切荣耀
，May all glory
归给上帝
，Be to God，
不可归于我们
，Not for us，
不要归于我们。
Not to us.
荣耀不要归于我们。
Glory not to us.
因为我们主耶和华的名归在他的权柄之下。
Because of the name of Jehovah God, submit to him.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以当你祷告的时候
，When you pray,
你现在这个总概念
，When you have this overall idea,
国度是你的
，That kingdom belongs to him.
权柄是你的
，Power belongs to him.
荣耀是你的
，Or glory belongs to him.
都是你的
，And all these are God's.
就像罗马书第十一章三十六节告诉我们
，Romans 11:36,
万有都源于他。
Everything has its source in him.
万有都依靠他。
Everything relies on him.
万有都要归于他。
That all things are to God.
所以我的内心的深处就把自己放在万有的主人的手里面。
And so in my heart, I put myself in the hands of the master of all things.
所以如果你是以这个可以遗受这个可以领受遗产的真正的孩子。
Like a child who will receive the inheritance from the father.
你不必急。
You don't have to be anxious.
因为这些都是父的。
All these belong to the father.
父亲啊。
My father.
这房子是你的。
The house belongs to
you. 钢琴是你的。
The piano is yours.
这个柱子是你的。
The pillar belongs to you.
天花板是你的。
Ceiling yours.
房间是你的。
Room yours.
一切都是你的。
All things belong to you.
我是你的孩子。
But I am your child.
我不必急。
So I don't know
what
to be anxious.
我也不必偷。
I don't have to steal. 拿一
些爸爸的东西自己来欢喜快乐。
And take some of the things belonging to my father.
This is my father's home.
这是我爸爸的家。
This is my father's world.
这是天父的世界。
I am his legal son.
我是合法的儿子。
I am his legal inheritance.
如果我是能够合法的继承的话。
I will inherit everything given by God to me.
上帝所给的，我有一天会全部继承。
国度是你的。
For all kingdom belongs to you.
权柄是你的。
Power is yours.
荣耀是你的。
All glory is yours.
我们念主祷文已经念了几千几万次了。
We may have recited the Lord's Prayer thousands of times.
可能其中任何一句话真正明白，我们都没有好好去想。
Perhaps we have never really understood any of the sentences.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
如果万有是从神而来的
，If all things came from God,
万有是要归于主的
，And is all His.
在从神而来到有归于主的中间，曾经有一段时间，上帝把万有的部分交在我手里。
And in the transition from God back to God, there was a period of time part of it is with you.
你知道我应当用怎么样的态度来享有这一部分暂时交给我的万有呢
？So we need to know what attitude should we have for this temporal possession.
神把这些借给我。
It's something you borrow from God.
交在我的手里。
It's in my hands now.
不是要让你浪费。
Not for you to waste it.
不是让你糟蹋。
Or not for you to.
还是要让你被主所考验，知道你的心在神面前是怎么样。
But it is a test to see how your heart is before God.
有人坐在高位的时候
，If you have a high position,
上帝用权柄的位分来试他到底对神存心如何。
God will test his heart with the issue of power.
当上帝把很多的钱交在一个人手里的时候
，If God put a lot of money in the hands of a person,
这是金钱考验他。怎样在神与金钱中间存一个怎样的心来敬畏上帝
？Through the money, he will be tested as to his heart before God.
我们是受托者。
We are people who have been entrusted.
我们是上帝家里面的管家。
We are steward in the house of God.
所求于管家的就是一个字。
The thing that the steward need to do is
什么事呢
？What？
你要忠心。
To be faithful.
你有钱，你怎么样忠心
？How are you faithful towards your possession？
你有才干，你有怎么忠心
？Or your talent？
你有恩赐，你怎么忠心
？The gifts God give you。
你有健康，你怎么忠心
？The health you have。
你有你的年龄，你怎么忠心
？The age you have。
你有很多的时间，你怎么使用
？The time that you have。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
管家神学。
The theology of stewardship.
也就是我们的灵性蒙上帝悦纳的一个基本最重要的观念的圣经。
It's one of the most basic concept why God is pleased with us.
主啊，你把钱放在我手里。
Oh Lord, you have given me money.
我应当怎么用呢
？How would I use this?
求你给我智慧。
Give me the wisdom.
主啊，你把时间给我。
Oh Lord, you have given me time.
我要怎样使用这些时间
？How would I use these things?
主啊，你把健康给我。
Oh Lord, you have given me health.
我要怎样使用这些的健康
？How would I use my health?
你把机会给我。
You give me opportunity.
我怎样利用这个机会荣耀你的名
？How do I make use of it to glorify your name?
昨天。我一个牧师对我说
，Yesterday a pastor said to me，
唐牧师啊，我看你啊
，He said, Doctor Tong, I look at you，
这一生做的事情，别的人要做四百年。
The things you do in your lifetime, somebody will take 400 years.
没有人像你工作量这么多。
The workload is just huge.
工作心情这么急迫。
With such strong and fervent attitude.
前天我对几个执事讲。
Day before I said to my deacons.
16号那一天。
On the 16th.
在香港租不到地方做圣诞节。
In Hong Kong, we cannot find a place for gospel.
快快给我安排印尼一个城市。我那一天不要工作。
So I don't want to waste that day, arrange for a city.
他们说你应该休息嘛。
They say you should rest.
你这个圣诞节有八九个城市布道大会。
This gospel rally Christmas, you have like
8 cities. 每一个城市距离都是几个钟头的飞机。
Got 5 hours from city to city.
如果你倒下去怎么办呢
？If you collapse, what to do?
既然十六天十六号租不到香港的礼堂
，Since on the 16th, Hong Kong cannot get a rental place.
你就休息吧。
Then rest.
我盼望在哪里开布道会
？I say、well, I want to have a gospel rally there.
二十号以后再来。
They say well later.
二十号以后是二十号以后。
I say after the 20th,
16th
is the 16th.
我不要空一天。
I don't want to waste one day.
他们听我好像不听话。
They don't want to.
他们说还有时间的。
They say there's still time.
对你说还有时间。
I say to you,
对我说没有时间。
Not to me.
因为一个七十多岁的人。
I'm in my 70s.
随时随地。
Anytime, anywhere.
上帝把他叫去以后。
When God summoned him,
机会就结束了。
There's no more chance.
对你来说
，Do you?
死一天做不要紧嘛。
One day later,
留得青山在，不怕没柴烧。
There's always opportunity.
你以为你是青山吗
？You think you have a lot
of opportunity? 我是黄山，你懂不懂呢
？Not for me.
我不能像你那样。
I cannot be compared to you.
今天有一天
，One day.
今天还能够站
，If I can stand.
今天就站着讲道
，I will stand and preach.
如果明天
，If tomorrow.
我要用轮椅上台
，I have to go up here in a wheelchair.
可能人已经不要听到了
，Maybe you won't listen.
我少一天
，Less one.
开布道会
less one gospel rally.
几百个几千个人听到
about few hundred people will not get to hear
你想这一种的损失谁会亏能够补偿的呢
who can repay this loss
没有人这样讲的
no one
没有人像你这样想
no one think like you
别人是别人
I don't care
我是我
I'm me
请你不要代替我
so don't take my place
我是我你是你
I'm me you are you
以后上帝审判我的时候
when God judge me
他不是抓你来审判是抓我来审判的
you will not answer about me
所以如果你不能代替我受审判今天不要劝我
if you cannot take my place then don't come and persuade me
他们说你太累了
yeah, don't, you're too tired
累不累不是你的事
but not on your business
我感谢上帝
but I give thanks to God
我很累
I am tired.
我懂得在需要的时候我怎样安静休息然后精神一回来我又生龙活虎的讲道
But I know how to rest at the appropriate time and then be revived.
刚才我印尼文部的聚会有受洗还有很多的节目我到七点半才结束
Earlier we had baptism and so I ended at 7:30.
我的同工用轮椅把我推到上面的房间
My co-worker used the wheelchair and sent me upstairs.
他们说你要先吃饭吗
They say Dr. Tong you eat first.
我的不我要先睡觉二十分钟
I say I need to take a nap for 20 minutes. I lie down.
等我醒起来
When I awoken,
八点少一刻了
It's 7:45.
我对他说
So I said to him,
我刚才有没有发汗声
Did I snore?
他说有 snore, 但是不太大声
He said, well, not too loud.
我当然 snore, 因为昨天根本没有好好睡嘛
Of course I snore, I didn't sleep last night.
人家吓我明天路不通
scare me,
你不能聚会
and say you,
我就奉主任吩咐他下一次不必再吓我了
so I tell them next time don't scare me like that anymore
原来今天早上聚会的人数跟上个礼拜一样多
because the same number of people came this morning
也没有因为路关掉人不能来
which means that the road closure did not affect the worship
太多挂虑了
so sometimes we worry too much
太多保护自己
we want to protect ourselves
我们把时间浪费
and waste our time
结果我们想了一个办法
so we found a method
16号那一天
on the 16th
我会在巴达姆开一个几千人的布道会
I have a gospel rally in 巴达姆
巴达姆就在你们这里附近
near you
我那一天不抓住
if I don't grab that day
就少了几千个人听到一个钟头半
Thousands of people will miss 1.5 hours.
谁会补还这些的损失呢
？Who can recover such loss?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
趁着白日
，When it is still daytime,
要做工。
The Bible says you have to work.
何夜来到
？Because when the night comes,
没有人能做工的。
No one can work anymore.
为什么我同工这么讲呢
？Why did my coworker say?
一生做的工作，别人要做四百年。
That people have to spend 4 centuries to do your work.
单单这两年多。
Just for the past 2 years,
100个城市开布道会
100 cities of gospel
rally, 谁可以做到呢
Who can do this?
我对他说你不管谁可以做到
I say you shouldn't care about that
只要我能做到我一定做
So long as I can, I do
这才是我的个性
This is what I'm like
你们都是我的同工
You're all my co-workers
从前都是我的学生
In the past, my students
你们如果没有学到我这样奋斗的精神你休成为我的学生
If you never learn my fighting spirit, you are not worthy to be my student.
我也羞辱过你这样的学生。
I am ashamed of you as my student.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们的教会蒙上帝大的恩典。
Our church has received great grace from God.
不可估计。
And inestimable. Cannot measure.
We cannot estimate. We cannot measure. Because everything are given by God in His own sovereignty, according to His wisdom and His providence. 我们感谢上帝。
And we give thanks to God.
我不知道以后还有没有这样的教会。
We don't know whether such church will appear anymore. 还有没有这样的牧师, or pastor like that.
2个礼拜以前,
2 weeks ago,
我一天里面对13,000人讲道。
I preached to 13,000 people in the day.
那一次我决定一定要儿童布道会。
And I wanted children gospel ready.
结果那一天来参加儿童布道会的4,200人。
There were 4,200 came for the gospel ready for children.
初高中生的布道会。
I said secondary school for you.
所以我好好筹备那一天来参加了5,800人。
5,800 came. So all these students, 13,000.
然后还有3,000个 从适应你各地飞过来受训练的主日学老师。
And 3,000 Sunday school teachers that came from all over.
第二天,
second day,
再开一个大人的布道会。
We had the gospel ready for the adults.
就办布道会来了大概6,800人。
6,800 came.
所以在 2天的时间,
so within 2 days,
我们在加卡达对20,000人做见证,
we bought testimony to 20,000 people. Many people are deeply moved.
很多人带着灵火回家去,
and they return home with a spiritual fire.
这件事情只有加卡达可能吗?
Is it only possible in Jakarta?
难道新加坡不能吗?
What about Singapore?
难道吉隆坡不能吗?
Kuala Lumpur?
难道这个台北不能吗?
Or Taipei?
难道香港不能吗?
Hong Kong?
但我告诉你, 中国教会的牧师都习惯懒惰, 也不再想多做一些工作。
But Chinese pastors are traditionally lazy, they don't work more.
当我到处去看, 各地的情形这么懒惰, 我可能不出去, 我就在印尼好好做。
And I sometimes prefer to stay in Indonesia to work.
我是没有人派到印尼的一个宣教士。
I am a missionary not sent by anyone to Indonesia. Because no Chinese church in the world has supported me. But we do our work in Indonesia. In the first year of a Reform Institute in Washington, from poor Indonesia, we supported $68,000. The second year, $50,000. By the 10th year in Kuala Lumpur, we supported $38,000 in a month. And this training for the Sunday school teacher, we sponsored 3,000 plane tickets. $970,000. Seems impossible for one church.
但是感谢上帝,
but thanks be to God.
印尼做出来了,
Indonesia succeeded.
很落后的国家,
many
很多很贫穷的人的国家,
poor and backward countries.
神做了大事,
but God has done great wonders.
我这一生我一定要影响美国,
in my life, I must influence in America.
Westminster 神学院跟我们合作,
Westminster Seminar collaborate with us.
他们院长大受感动,
the dean was greatly moved.
去年带3个人来,
last year he brought 3%.
今年又要带几个学生来,
this year more.
跟我们到乡下布道,
they want to go to the remote places.
泥浆的路,
mud roads,
最偏僻的地方,
most remote areas.
他们学生受感动,
students were moved.
看我们布道完了,
look at our gospel rally.
回去把这个意向告诉别的同学,
they share the vision with other students.
他们不但是世界最高 神学教育的学府,
so not only are they part of the highest academia,
读的书都是最难懂的神学史记的书,
they have very profound theological books published.
最漏的地方为主传福音,
but they are learning how to go to the front line to preach the gospel.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
我们的神就是这一些国度的主宰,
and our God is the Lord of these kingdoms.
耶稣说因为国度是你的,
Jesus said for yours is the kingdom,
权柄是你的,
your power,
荣耀也是你的,
and the glory.
所以我们怎么样在神的国度里面享受神的同在, 运用神的资源做成神的工作呢?
So how do we enjoy the presence of God and use His resources to do His work in His kingdom?
上帝真的常常不听我们的祷告吗?
Is it true that God doesn't listen to our prayers?
我们许多的祷告, 上帝不常常垂听我们吗?
That God doesn't quite listen to our many prayers.
今天我要跟大家讲到三个伟人祷告上帝不听。
I want to tell you example of three great persons whose prayer is rejected by God.
恩派的牧师从来没有告诉你。
Charismatic pastors will not tell you this.
你有求必应。
They tell you whatever you pray, you get.
恳切的求。
The more fervent you pray,
上帝越受你的感动。
God will move, be moved by you.
我怎么可以用祷告去感动上帝呢？
How can I move God with my prayer?
圣经说，上帝用圣灵感动我祷告。 怎么我用我的灵祷告去感动上帝的灵？
The Bible says the Holy Spirit that moves you to pray, not the other way around.
已经发现你错误的神学教训。 使你被建立在一个没有好的根基的灵性的上面。
Many people's foundation of spirituality is built on the wrong teaching.
我们好像越信上帝。
The more you believe in God,
上帝越灵。
The better he is to respond to you.
我们越支持他。 我们越祈祷他。
If we support him, we pray to him more.
也降服在我们的下面。
The more he will listen to us.
有的人祷告捶胸捶胸。
So some people pray and they beat their breast.
去感动上帝。
To move God.
主啊,
oh God.
主啊,
oh Lord. The most fervent prayer comes from the heretics. The most fervent prayer in the Bible are those who pray to Baal.
一面捶胸,
as they beat their breasts.
一面砍着自己,
they use knife to cut
themselves.
Baal, you must listen to us.
结果呢,
in the end,
他时间到了,
when the time is up,
火没有降下来,
fire did not come from heaven.
几乎没有烧掉,
the sacrifice was not burned.
轮到真先知以利亚的时候,
when the true prophet Elijah's turn came,
the people of Israel,
Israel,
come upon me,
来到我这里,
come here,
过来这里,
让他很安静,
very calm,
不用情感,
not emotional,
不用火热的心,
or fervent,
他用很稳定的话,
with very steady tone,
上帝, God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各的上帝,
please listen to me.
现在听我的祷告。
You are our God.
你是我们的上帝。
God of Abraham.
是亚伯拉罕的上帝。
God of Isaac.
以撒的上帝。
God of Jacob.
雅各的上帝。
Please let your people know that you are God.
让人知道你是上帝。
Let them know I am your servant.
我是你的仆人。
他单单祷告这两句话。
And that's all he prayed.
让你的百姓知道你是神。
Let your people know you are God.
让你的百姓知道。 我是你所差来的先知。
And I am the prophet you have sent.
刚刚祷告两句话。
And after this,
火从天上降下来,
fire came.
把祭坛上的牲畜全部烧光了。
And the fire consumed all the sacrifice.
我的百姓大声呼喊, 耶和华是上帝, 耶和华是上帝。
And the people call out, Lord, Jehovah is God.
所以以利亚用他恳切的祷告, 负感情的吹逼来感动上帝吗？
Was God moved because Elijah was fervent and emotional?
不是，他凭着神的应许。
No, but by the promise of
God. God who has a promise through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to his people.
因为上帝对他的子民有所应许。
He will accomplish what he promised to his people.
他一定会应许。
He is God of faithfulness.
因为他是信实的上帝。
One who promised.
是给我们应许的上帝。
Will accomplish what he promised to human beings.
他一定会成就他所应许的东西。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是祷告。
This is prayer.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
以利亚的祷告。
The prayer of Elijah.
所有先知里面祷告最猛上帝。
It's the most blessed prayer among all prophets. He was so bold, he said to King Ahab, I swear oath with the everlasting God. I say to you,
如果我不祷告,
if I do not pray,
3年6个月就没有雨, 水降下在以色列土地上。
There will be no rain for 3 years and 6 months.
你敢这样祷告吗?
You dare to pray like that?
杨长老我告诉你,
I tell you, Elder Yong,
我如果不祷告, 你的太太就不爱你3年。
If I don't pray to you, your wife won't love you.
你怎么敢这样祷告呢? 如果我不祷告,
If I don't pray,
上帝就不降雨3年半在以色列土地上。
God will not send rain to you for 3 years.
亚哈王,
King Ahab,
是一个老奸巨猾,
was very crafty.
自己养了400个先知,
he had 400 prophets.
天天告诉他神谕是什么,
every day telling him of miracles.
管你一个以利亚,
so one Elijah,
你一个,
just one.
我有400个,
I have 400.
你是少数,
you are minority.
我有多数,
I am majority.
400个怕你一个吗?
400 younger than you. What are you talking about?
以利亚理直气壮,
but Elijah was confident.
我只做永生的耶和华上帝起誓,
I swear an oath on the heavenly God, if I do not pray,
3年半就没有一滴的雨水从天降下,
3.5 years, not a single drop of rain.
大地要裂成归鸿,
and the ground will dry.
百姓要饥饿满天。
The people will famine.
孩子要在街头寻找。
The children will seek for
food. 求乞盼望有东西吃。
Looking for food.
全国要在大饥荒的中间。
The entire country will lapse into famine. And the king laughed.
亚哈王笑他。
King Hela.
你以为你是谁？
You think who you are?
我要看看你的上帝是谁。
I want to see how your God works.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
先知做什么？
Whatever the prophet does.
讲什么？
The prophet teacher.
都没有用。
No one cares.
除非上帝印证他讲的话是真的。
Unless God affirm what he has preached.
今天我们做神的仆人。
As servants of God.
我们只祷告主啊，印证你的仆人。
We want to ask God to affirm his servant. Be with your servant.
他们奉你的名所讲的话不归于落空。
That the words they say in your name will not return in vain. Thanks be to God.
一个月
one month,
不下雨
no rain.
哎呀，这个是凑巧的。
Oh, by coincidence.
本来这个月不是雨季嘛。
This is the dry season of the year.
两个月不下雨
two months.
啊，这一下子就过了嘛。
哎呦，爸。
三个月不下雨
three months.
六个月不下雨
six months.
一年不下雨
one year.
亚哈王。
King Ahab,
开始紧张起来
got anxious.
他讲的话怎么真的成功呢
seems to be coming true.
他一记得
and you remember,
我知道永生耶和华上帝起誓
the prophet swore off on the living God.
告诉你
I tell you,
这三年半我不祷告就没有一滴的雨水降在以色列土地上
for three and a half years if I do not pray there will be no rain.
一年
one year,
两年
two years,
三年
three years,
有一天
one day,
以利亚遇到亚哈王
Elijah met the king.
亚哈王大发脾气
and King Ahab was angry.
以色列家进入今天这个灾祸日子，就是你。
You are the one that brought the disaster to Israel.
哇，他以为这样下，以利亚就倒下来了。
He thought Elijah would be afraid of him.
上帝的仆人骨头是钢筋水泥的。
The servant of God has cement as his backbone.
根本不怕你。
Not afraid of you.
他说：“我告诉你
，I tell you，
是以色列家进到今天这个江湖了，是你跟你的家，不是我。
It's you and your family that bring the curse on Israel.
最重要是什么
？The most important thing.
上帝印证谁的话
？Is that God has affirmed.
不管谁的势力更大
，The one that is servant.
不管谁有枪有炮
，Doesn't matter whether you have weapons or powerful.
上帝与以利亚同在。
God was with Elijah. Whatever Elijah prayed, God affirmed. Because it was a command from God in the first place. So the problem is, such a large, great prophet, will God always listen to him? When you are sick, you always ask your pastor to pray for you. Pastor can pray for me. I say you pray yourself. Well, he said you are more powerful. God listened to you, not me. Because it works better for you. God is more with you.
那我问他为什么你不要与主同在
？So I say, what about you?
你天天跟妓女同在。
Every day you are with the prostitute.
上帝不听你的祷告。
God don't want to listen to you.
你请我来帮忙你、啊。
Then you ask me to help you.
他不是为我祷告。
I said, Doctor,
我说不。
I said,
你自己先祷告。
You pray for yourself.
如果你祷告上帝都不听，表示你这个基督徒不行，上帝丢掉你，你才该死。
If God abandon you, it means you are deserving.
很多人以为有中保啊。
Many people think that's
intermediary.
Jesus, first one.
唐牧师第二个中保。
Doctor Tong, second one.
杨大明第三个中保。
Doctor Chong, the third one.
一大堆中保帮忙你。
One after another.
你为我祷告，你为我祷告。
Pray for me.
跪在那边。
You knew that.
这是在澳洲。
In Australia.
一对母女。
There's a mother and daughter who knelt before me.
祷告，我大骂他们。
I actually.
起来。
I said, stand up.
你为什么向人跪呢
？Why do you kneel before man？
这个在对上帝，你不知道吗
？You know you offend God.
他以为他恳切跪在我面前，我会可怜他。
They thought I would have mercy.
没有想到，我不但不可怜他，把他大骂一顿。
But actually, they got scolded.
马上说，坐在那边听到。
I just sit there.
听完了，我再跟你讲。
After that, I explain to you.
他们听了一个钟头半。
So they listened for half an hour. They turned back.
现在我要告诉你。
Now I want to tell you.
我说不必告诉你。
I said, don't tell me.
你不要向我跪。
Don't kneel to me.
向着耶稣基督跪。
You kneel to Jesus Christ.
站在你背后。
We stand after you and bring you before God.
问你啊、
I ask you.
以利亚很灵啊、
Elijah seems to work very well.
靠近上帝啊、
because he's close to God.
他祷告上帝都听他。
That God will always listen to him.
今天要告诉你。
I want to tell you today.
以利亚有一次祷告上帝一点都不听他。
God did not listen to one of his prayers.
你不要以为上帝的大仆人很灵祷告上帝都听。
So don't think that the great servant of God, God always listened to them.
Elijah, supposedly one of the greatest prophets of all time, especially in the Old Testament.
在旧约以利亚算是最伟大的先知。
It happened once. His prayer wasn't answered by God at all.
但是有一次上帝完全不听他的祷告。
祷告，祷告。
And you pray and pray.
有一天以利亚太失望了。
One day he was very disappointed.
他就来到上帝面前计较了。
So he came before God.
他跑了很久。
He has gone a long journey.
跑到一个罗藤树下。
And went underneath a tree.
他感到完了。
And he said, that's it.
大势已去了。
That everything is gone.
主好像没有跟我同在。
That the Lord is not with me anymore.
现在我怎么办呢？
Then what do I do?
所以他说 it is enough, God.
已经够了，上帝。
Please let me die.
让我死吧。
我要死。
求你取我的性命。
求你给我死。
Let me die.
上帝会不会说去死吧
？Will God say go die?
地狱早就预备好了。
The hell is waiting for you.
你要去就去吧。
You have to go, just go.
上帝不听他。
But God did not listen to him.
主啊，给我死吧。
Oh Lord, take away my life.
God keeps quiet, quiet.
但是上帝在那个时候
keeps silent.
是安静的。
上帝给我死吧。
Oh, God take away my life.
上帝不给他听。
God did not listen to him.
不给他死。
Did not kill him.
大哭。
So he will.
人哭完了会累。
And when you will, you become tired.
哭累了会睡。
And then fall asleep.
不相信你哭得大声一点。
Don't really try it.
就睡了。
You cry, cry, then you fall asleep.
睡了，上帝说好了，你先睡吧。
And God allow you to sleep.
不必死，睡觉就可以了。
Don't have to die, just sleep.
上帝不赞成人死的。
God did not let him die.
上帝更不答应人死的。
Won't agree that you die.
我现在问你很诚实的话。
I ask you honestly.
你们曾经求主给你死吗？
Have you ever asked God to kill you and let you die?
哎呀，诚实诚实，不要
be honest.
不要随便摇头。
Don't just shake your head.
你老实讲。
Tell me honestly.
我不会告诉别人。
I won't tell others.
因为这里都没有别人。
There are no others here.
你有没有求过主给你死啊？
Have you ever asked God to allow you to die?
大概有。
Maybe
什么时候
？When
可能是失恋的时候。
Maybe when you fall out of love，
你爱一个人爱得半死半活。
You love that person so much，
讨厌你也讨厌得半死半活。
But the father hate you so much，
所以你也亲近他，他也摔掉你。
The closer you get, the farther he runs。
这样或者一个人没有影子，孤单在这里有什么意思？
那是有
主啊，给我死吧。
So lonely, oh God, let me die。
主啊，你求什么
？And God say, what are you asking for？
我求你给我死。
I say, let me die。
你要死啊？
You are dying.
你为什么要死？
Why?
因为我的爱人不要我。
Because that guy don't love me.
谁告诉你他是你的爱人？
Who tell you that he's the one for you?
他不是你的爱人，是你所爱的人。
He's the one you love.
你们不是恋爱，是你单恋。
You are not lovers. You are one-sided.
所以你想要死了。
So you are dying.
这样你就想要死。
That's all you want to die.
你的意思，那个人比上帝重要哈。
That person is more important than God.
就活下去。
With him you live.
没有那个人就死掉了。
Without him you die.
如果那个人爱你，你就活下去。
If the guy love you, you live.
上帝爱你，你不必活下去。
God love you, but you don't want to live.
你用这样的态度求我给你死吗？
This our attitude. You want me to let you die?
让你一面苦一面长命很久。
I will let you live for a long, long time.
上帝不准许你死的。
God will not allow you to die.
上帝不答应你求死。
I won't agree with you.
所以以利亚，上帝啊，给我死吧。
So Elijah said, "Oh Lord, take away my life."
上帝说
，And God said,
再祷告。
Just pray.
祷告五十年，有一天自己死，不必求。
After 50 years, you die naturally.
上帝不给他。
God did not answer.
有什么办呢？
What do he do?
他就睡觉了。
He fell asleep.
上帝说不要吵他。
And God said, "Don't disturb me."
求死的人累死了。
If he wants to die, he's very tired.
一定苦得不得了。
Very hard. He suffering. 需要睡觉。Let him rest.
等候耶和华的。
Those who wait upon the Lord.
安然睡觉。
Will sleep.
好，安然睡觉的。
After you sleep.
就耐心等候耶和华。
You wait in patience for the Lord.
耶和华找一个天使。
And an angel came.
某某，你下去。
This danger, go.
给他东西吃。
Feed him.
所以天使跑下去。
And so the angel came.
看他睡觉。
And look at him sleeping.
眼泪一滴一滴还没有干。
With tracks of tears.
可怜的样子。
So poor thing.
有一些人越难过越漂亮。
Some people look more beautiful when they are sad. The more they look sad, they're more beautiful.
天使看着 sleeping handsome.
So it's a sleeping handsome.
不是 sleeping beauty.
Not sleeping beauty.
这以利亚长得这么漂亮。
Elijah looks so beautiful.
现在哭得这个样子。
And he cried. He wants to die.
天使替他做一个面包。
So the angel made a cake.
放在 cake, 不是 loaf. 它变成蛋糕了。哦，英文是蛋糕，好了。
In English is cake.
所以把那块放在旁边。
And it's put beside him.
然后等他清醒。
And wait for him to wake up.
起来啊
！Wake up.
起来。
Wake up. Wake up.
等了好久。
After a while.
起来了。
哎呦 ，wake up.
还很吵声，快快擦擦擦。
And he got his.
看见天使。
And he saw the angel.
天使说
：“The angel said, Elijah.
是的。”
You know,
你好吗
？Are you well?
不好。
No, not good.
为什么不好
？Why is not good?
要死又死不成。
I want to die, but I didn't die.
到现在又不知道为什么。
But I don't know what to do.
为什么你求死呢
？Why do you ask to die?
他讲一句话
，He said,
是我最佩服的。
That I am touched by this.
我在圣经里面看到最佩服的一个人。
The person I admire most in the Bible.
就是因为这个事情他求死。
Because of this, he asked for death, so I respect him.
你要不要知道我为什么佩服他吗？
You know why?
他说什么呢？
You know what he said?
给我死吧！
Take away my life.
因为我不胜过我的列祖。
For I am no better than my father.
For I'm not better than my ancestor.
因为我
I'm not better than my father's. Why I still living in this world?
所以我不比我的祖先好，我为什么还活着？
你知道他有什么？
You know?
超过所有古代的。
He wants to surpass the people before him.
这个人太伟大了。
So he is great indeed.
这个人雄心大志。
With such great ambition.
不但壮志凌云呢。
Not only would the ambitions reach the sky.
壮志凌主啊。
It is greater than his ancestors. 超过所有的祖宗。
如果有一个青年人。
If a young man comes.
我要死了。
I say I'm going to die.
你问他为什么要死。
You ask him why.
因为我没有比孔子厉害。
Because I'm not better than Confucius.
你要比孔子厉害。
He said, why you have to be better than Confucius?
你不超过孔子你想什么？他说是的。
He said, yes.
为什么我不如孔子呢？
Why I'm not better than Confucius?
同样是父母生的。
Same parents.
同样吃饭长大的。
I grew up.
为什么孔子这么出名？我连到现在新加坡阿摩牛都不认识我。
No, why is it no one knows me?
我要胜过孔子才干的。
I want to win of the Confucius.
我很佩服。
I will.
全本圣经。
Admire him.
只有一个人。
In the Bible, only one person.
这样求。
Who pray like that?
一个人。
Only one person.
这样祷告。
Who pray this way?
给我死吧。
Let me die.
因为我没有胜过。我的祖
宗。For I'm no better than my father's.
我不讲另外一个对相对的人哦。
I don't want to talk about another comparison.
我告诉你，这种人现在有没有啊？
Are there such people around today?
有没有可能说，如果我没有超过李光耀，我要死了？
Is there one say not better than Lee Kuan Yew, I will die?
我没有超过李显龙，我也要死。
I want to die if I'm no better than Lee Hsien Loong.
我要超过吴作栋。
Or better than 郭兆东。
不然我就吴作用。我要超过他们。我要超过孔子。
I must be better than Confucius.
原来以利亚要超过亚伯拉罕。
Elijah wanted to be better than Abraham.
以利亚要超过摩西。
And Moses.
以利亚要超过大卫。
And David.
以利亚超过所有他以前的人。
Surpass all before him.
这样大的志气。
Such a great ambition.
上帝看他。
God look at him.
又想死。
He wants to die.
又要超过别人。
He wants to surpass others.
这个可爱的人。
Very cute.
又可爱。
Very cute.
又可怜。
But pathetic.
好了，不要跟你计较死的事情。
And don't want to talk about it anymore.
Eat the cake.
给你那个面包。
吃面包。
Eat the cake.
所以你要面到落地，杜安卡，你要面到马地，杜安卡西落地，这印尼文很好听。
不要死，你可以吃那个面包。
不要死
，Don't die。
你要死
，You wanna die？
我给你面包。
I give you the bread。
他那个时候呢，没有办法。
He had no way to。
要死的人
，You wanna die？
还会拿面包来吃。
He still eat and the bread。
这个叫做矛盾，对不对
？So this is irony。
要死不必吃，不会更早死吗
？If you want to die, you don't eat.、Right?
既然求死没有饭吃，就感谢主咯。
So you should give thanks with no food。
但要死以前还会饿。
But you still get hungry.
看到面包，啊，一口就把它咬下去。
Eat the cake.
从前有一个人
，There was a person,
三浦宁子。
His name is 三浦宁子。
是日本人
，Japanese。
知道这个名字的，请举手。啊，三浦宁子写一本书叫做《冰点》。
He wrote a book called 冰点。
世界著名的名著。
A famous book.
冰点后来再印《冰点续记》。
And also a sequel to it.
里面呢
，Inside
这一个主角。
The character
要去自杀的时候
，main character want to kill himself。
他走
，as he walk，
走到河边
，towards the river，
要跳下去的时候
，right before he jump，
因为太冷了
，too cold。
他回家去穿大衣
，she went back to wear the coat。
要自杀还会找大衣来
，you want to kill yourself still wear the coat。
所以呢，这个以利亚
，Elijah，
求你给我死
，said let me die。
现在吃面包
，but there's a cake there。
这个是人性啊
，this is humanity。
矛盾。
Very ironic.
吃了面包以后怎么样
？After he ate,
圣经说
，The Bible says,
他就跑四十天不休息。
He went on the strength for 40 days and 40 nights.
这个假爆加厉害哦。
This is a great tonic.
吃补吃到这么厉害的补。
It's so powerful.
The best tonic in the whole Bible.
整本圣经最好的补品
is this cake.
就是这个面包。
Only eat one cake.
你只吃了一个面包。
Run unceasingly for 40 days.
40天40昼夜都能够跑。
Without being weary. without tiredness，
不会累，
一跑就跑到山上去。
And he went to the mountains。
为什么呢
？Why？
从耶和华来的补是真的。
The tonic from God is real。
你们从药房买的补都是假的。
Those medicine shop not real。
一吃就跑40天。
One tonic 40 days。
我很羡慕，如果我有一天呢，要40天一年布道，吃一餐就够了。
I am envious. I think that is good for gospel release。
节省多少时间呢
？You save a lot of time。
到山上去的时候
，When he reached the mountain，
静下来了。
He calmed down。
那么上帝对他说话。
And God said to him，
你在这里做什么
？What are you doing here？
上帝问亚当说
，God asked Adam，
你在哪里
？Where are you？
上帝问该隐说
，And God said to Cain，
你的兄弟在哪里
？Where is your brother？
上帝过了好几千年对以利亚说
，After thousands of years， he said to Elijah，
你在这里做什么？
What are you doing?
我正在这里为耶和华大发热心。
I have been very zealous for the Lord.
怎么样热心呢
？What sort of zealousness?
想死的热心。
The zealousness to die.
要为主而死。我大发热心。
To die for God, I want to die.
因为以色列所有的先知都死了。
Because all the prophets of Israel have died.
只剩下我一个真先知。
I am the only one left.
他们还寻索我的生命。
But they are want to kill me.
主啊，给我死吧。
Let me die.
上帝不让他死。
But God did not allow him to die.
以利亚的祷告上帝听吗
？Did God hear his prayer? Yes.
他求不下雨就不下雨。
He asked for no rain. There was no rain.
有一种祷告上帝不听。
But some prayer God will not listen.
他求死。
He asked to die.
上帝不听。
God did not listen.
这是旧约的例子。
This is an example in Old Testament.
新约的例子。
In the New Testament,
最大的先知祷告上帝不听。
The greatest prophet God did not listen.
新约最大的使徒祷告上帝也不听。
And in the New Testament, the greatest apostle.
所以我告诉你啊，
I tell you,
如果上帝不听你的祷告，
if God did not listen to your prayer,
不是等于你不会祷告。
Doesn't mean that you don't know.
也是不会，也不一定说你的祷告没有伟大的心智。
Or that you have no great plans in your prayer.
神的时间还没有到。
It is the timing of God.
神不许可你。
God did not allow you to do that.
我想去年我应当死了。
I thought last year I should have died.
因为我心脏很衰弱。
My heart was so weak.
调的这一个什么，这个叫做 stand， 这个英中文叫做支架，都已经差不多深度了。
All the eight stand in my heart.
我应该死了。
I should have died.
但上帝说
，By God said,
your time is not yet up.
你的时间还没有到。
My responsibility is still there.
你的责任还在。
You work harder.
你要更努力。
You fight fiercely.
你要更加
更努力。
You gotta work
更多工作
more work.
所以我今年的工作比去年更多
And so this year I work more than last year
我的白头发也更多
I have more white hair
我的工作也更多
more work
我的疲累也更多
And more tired
感谢上帝
But thanks be to God
今天我是讲第四次了
This is my fourth sermon today
早上七点半到现在
From 7:30 till now
越讲越长
The longer it gets longer
现在只有讲一半
Now only halfway through
另外一半要4:30才完
The other part will finish
你要不要听下去啊
You want to listen
你要我不要
You want I don't want
因为我很累了
Because I'm very tired
我想回去休息了
I want to go rest
现在弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers,
第二个例子
The second example
保罗是最大的使徒
The apostle Paul was the greatest apostle
保罗祷告上帝也不听
But God did not listen to him
以利亚祷告什么
Elijah asked
求死
for death
保罗祷告什么
Paul asked
求八次
for a thorn
我一根刺刺在我的肉体上
I have a thorn in my flesh
主啊求你把它拔掉吧
Oh Lord remove the thorn from my flesh
主安静
God was silent
你不讲
You didn't say anything.
你不回答我。
You don't answer.
我再求你。
I call again.
主啊，我一根刺刺得很痛。
Our Lord is so painful.
求你把它拔掉吧。
Remove the thorn.
主又在不给。
And God kept
quiet. 又在不听。
Didn't listen.
主啊。
Oh Lord.
他祷告第三次了。
That time.
主忽然间回答。
And God answered.
下岗。
静静。
不必再求了。
Don't call anymore.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
我的恩典够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
你这个什么基督徒？
What sort of Christian
你只看到事。
You only see the thorn.
为什么你不看恩典？
You didn't see the grace.
你明白了吗？
You understand.
我们今天把苦难开得太大。
We always overestimate our suffering.
一天到晚都在想我多么苦，我多么苦。
Every day we say,、oh, I'm suffering so much.
一个基督徒如果看见苦难，没有看见恩典。
If a Christian only recognizes the suffering, not the grace,
他一定失
败。 You will fail.
他一定落后。
You will fall behind.
他一定冷淡。
You will become cold.
他一定被上帝丢掉。
God will abandon you.
基督徒神没有丢掉我们。
You say God did not abandon
me. 是我们自己丢掉自己。
Very often we abandon ourselves.
因为我们看到的。
Because what we
我们是算数的
the things we calculate,
都是困难
all are about
我们没有看到恩典
we never see the grace.
第三次祷告的时候
And so after the third prayer
Shut up
God said
Let me tell you
我告诉你
My grace is sufficient for you
我的恩典足够你用
Why you only count your thorn
为什么你只看着那个
？Only count your suffering.
你自己的苦难。
Count your bitterness.
你自己的苦处。
Never count my grace.
你没有顾及我的恩典。
Dear
brothers and sisters,
上帝不听第二个祷告。
God did not listen to his second prayer.
最大的先知。
The greatest of apostles.
上帝不听。
Ask,
the greatest prophet, when he asked for dying, God didn't want to listen.
求死的时候，上帝没有听。
当最大的使徒
and the greatest apostle,
求除掉困难的时候
ask for the thorn to be removed,
上帝不听。
God did not listen.
God says,
但是上帝说
both your suffering and your grace are given by me.
你的苦难跟恩典都是由我来的。
I permit you suffer.
我让你受苦。
I permit you have so many difficulties.
我让你人生有许多的苦难。
I also follow you with my grace. Don't you realize that?
但是你应该知道我的恩典也随着你。
你没有看见我给你的恩典。
You did not see the grace.
必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
For love and mercy will follow me.
你只有看到死荫的幽谷。
You only see the valley of the shadow of death.
看到主的同在。
Not the presence of God.
你只看到仇敌在你面前。
You can only see your enemies.
你没看到主的杖、主的竿。
You do not recognize my
staff. 你看到幽谷的危险。
You see the trap of the valley.
你没有看到恩惠慈爱随着你。
You do not see the love and mercy following you.
上帝不听这个祷告。
So God did not listen to this prayer.
第三个祷告。
The third prayer.
不是先知。
Was not the prophet.
不是使徒。
Not an apostle.
是先知中的先知。
But the prophet of the prophet.
是使徒中的使徒。
The apostles of the apostles.
是君王中的君王。
The king of kings.
是祭司之上的祭司。
The priest above all priests.
连耶稣的祷告上帝不听。
Even the prayer of Jesus was rejected by God.
求你叫这个杯离开我吧。
Jesus said, "If it is possible, remove the cup from me."
上帝不回答。
God did not answer.
第二次
，the second
time. 若可能，叫这个杯离开我吧。
Father, if it is possible, remove the cup from me.
再不回答。
God did not answer.
第三次他在祷告。
The third time.
若可能，叫这个杯离开我吧。
Father, if it is possible, remove the cup from me.
上帝怎么样不听以利亚
？God did not listen to Elijah.
不听保罗。
God did not listen to Paul.
也不听耶稣。
God also did not listen to Jesus.And ask the angel to come.
天使到耶稣那里去。
The angel come to Jesus.
这杯离开吗
？Will the cup remove?
我帮助你把它喝完它。
I help you to drink of the cup.
喝到一滴都没有。
And finish it completely.
上帝不要你把杯挪开。
God does not want you to remove the cup.
上帝要你把杯喝完。
God want you to finish the cup.
他不要听这个祷告。
He doesn't want to listen to that prayer.
我要问你一个问题。
I want to ask a question.
那个杯是什么
？What is that cup?
主啊，若是可能，叫这杯离开我。
Oh God, if it's possible, remove the cup from me.
那个杯是十字架的苦难吗
？Is it the suffering of the cross?
那个杯是在克西马尼园受的羞辱吗
？All the humiliation in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那个杯是赦罪。这流血舍命而死的痛苦吗
？Could it be the pain of the death on the cross？
那个杯是不是耶稣怕死的
？Was it Jesus was afraid of death？
如果耶稣祷告，因为他怕死。
If Jesus was afraid of death in his prayer，
曲解圣经
，then you misinterpret the Bible。
圣经说他特别披戴肉身血肉的身体，特别要来死的。
The Bible said that he came purposely to die for us。
Jesus purposely come to die for us， so he put on。The body of flesh and of blood.
所以他就披了能够死的身体。
所以耶稣不是怕死。
So he's not afraid of death.
我们绝对不可以解释耶稣怕死，所以叫那个杯离开他。
So never interpret it as Jesus fearing death.
那么那个杯是什么
？So what then is this cup?
不是怕死。
Not that he's afraid.
父跟他的隔绝。
But the separation between him and the Father.
Separation between the Holy Father and the Holy Son
就是圣父跟圣子之间的隔绝
is not the will of God
不是上帝的旨意
is not either the will of Jesus Christ
或者是耶稣的旨意
所以耶稣祷告这个杯如果可能离开我是合上帝旨意的
and so to pray that the cup be taken from him is in accordance to God's will
神是要合一的
for God wants to be
神不要隔开的
God doesn't want to be separated
圣父不要离开圣子
God the Father doesn't want to separate the Son
圣父也不要圣子离开他
the Father doesn't want the Son to leave him
那么如果这个是离开
so if this is a separation
是合上帝的旨意
and it is in
为什么上帝不垂听他的祷告
So why would God not listen?
为什么不把这个杯挪开
？Why wasn't the cup removed?
在救恩的事情上
，In the matter of salvation,
有一个绝对的必须
，There is an absolute necessity.
父离开道成肉身的子
，That the Father will leave the Son, God incarnate.
圣父没有离开圣子
，God the Father did not leave the God the Son.
圣父离开道成肉身的子，成为人的子
，He left.God the Son in the flesh.
就是圣父离开了神儿子的灵性。
It is not that he left his spirituality.
圣父离开了成为人子的神子。
But God the Father left God the Son in the flesh.
It is a paradoxical truth.
是反合性的真理。
It is an absolute necessity.
是完全绝对的必须。
It is an unavoidable must.
是一个完全不能够避免。 That the Father will leave the Son.
也是马丁路德读这一节的圣经。
When Martin Luther studied this,
沉默思想,
he thought about it for a long time.
想了三个钟头,
for 3 hours.
结果他站起来,
and he stood up,
拍着桌子,
and banged on the table.
谁能明白上帝离开上帝, 我不要再想了, 他就走了。
He said, I cannot understand how God would leave God, and then he left.
圣父为什么离开圣子?
Why God the Father left the Son?
马丁路德解对了吗?
Martin Luther got it right.
我告诉你他解错了。
I think he's wrong.
他以为圣父离开圣子。
He thought that God the Father left the Son.
圣父不是离开圣子。
It is not that the Father left the Son.
圣父是离开作为人子的耶稣。
He has left the Son of Man, Jesus Christ.
基督的神性没有以父的神性隔开。
So his divinity was not separated from the Father.
有道成肉身，有血肉身体，担当我们罪的人子耶稣。
But the Son of God in the flesh was abandoned by God.
他说, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
所以他说, 我的上帝, 我的上帝, 为什么你离弃我?
为什么用 my God?
Why did he use
为什么不是用
my God? Not my Father.
是的，十字架上有七句话。
There are 7 sentences on the cross.
Father, forgive them.
父啊, 赦免他们。
第一句,
first sentence.
Father, I put my life into your hand.
父啊, 我把我的生命交在你手上。
第七句,
That's a 7th sentence.
Father beginning, Father ending.
所以开始是父, 完的时候也是父。
第四句呢,
But the 4th sentence.
不是 Father, Father, why have you abandoned me?
不是父啊, 父啊, 你为什么遗弃我?
那就是 My God, my God.
而是我的上帝, 我的上帝。
为什么呢?
Why?
他以人的身份向上帝发问。
He was calling to God as a human being.
被丢弃的不是神性的人子。
Therefore, his divinity was not abandoned.
被丢弃的成为人子的神,
but the God incarnate as a flesh.
这是神不要的,
this is what God rejected. What Christ doesn't want.
耶稣祷告的时候,
so when he prayed,
他是违背上帝的旨意吗?
Was he against the will of
没有,
God? No.
他是顺从上帝的旨意,
he was obedient to the will of God.
上帝永恒的旨意,
in eternal will of God.
跟赎罪此刻的历史意义是不一样的。
It's different from the historical moment.
Historical, the eternal will of God is different from the historical moment when Christ must be separated by God.
当主耶稣必须与上帝隔绝的那个时刻是不一样的。
上帝不听他的祷告。
So God did not listen to that prayer. That the cup is to be finished.
耶稣也明白,
and Jesus understood.
不是照我的意思,
not by my will.
乃是照你的意思,
but by your will.
今天我稍微要做简短的结束了。
Let me give you a simple conclusion.
当耶稣教导我们,
so Jesus taught us.
国度是你的,
for thine is the kingdom.
要你明白什么呢?
So that we understand.
无论怎么样,
that no matter what.
你活在上帝,
you are living in the hands of God. When you pray, my Father in heaven, remember that you are living in his kingdom. Kingdom belongs to him. When God did not listen to my prayer, I am still in his hand. When God did not answer my prayer, you must know his will is higher than your will. So we are in his kingdom. And the kingdom belongs to him.
不是我的,
not me.
我永远顺服你,
so I forever will be obedient.
今天还没有解第一句清楚,
we haven't finished the first sentence.
下个礼拜我会把下一段讲给你听。
Next week I go into further detail.
你就知道为什么神是这样叫人明白他的旨意。
Then you will know how God wants us to understand him.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.